You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First person to get through today was Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Good morning to you.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So we got to know, what was the highlight of your weekend?
Well, it being Easter weekend, my highlight was singing in the church choir for all of the Triduum and ending with Easter Sunday service at 10 a.m. It was beautiful, and I love to sing, so it was great.
Well, you know what we're going to ask you now.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Can you belt something out for us?
Oh, boy.
You just said, I love to sing.
This is what I do.
I do.
Highlight of my weekend.
Well, you're going to get something from church then.
All right, hold on. Let me sit in my pew.
Give us 10 seconds worth. Ready, go.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. There you go.
Not quite that's 10 seconds, but that's okay. Listen.
Oh, well, I didn't hear the 10 part.
That's all right.
That's all right. It's more than most people would do. Anytime we ask people to sing for us, it's usually only about 1 out of 5 who grant us that gift. So
yeah,
thank you.
Lovely.
So,
did you have a big Easter meal?
Yeah, we ate, traditionally at my mom's house, we always eat schnitzel. So
schnitzel?
Schnitzel? The Easter schnitzel?
The Easter schnitzel, the Christmas schnitzel, the family get-together schnitzel.
You guys love your schnitzel, don't you?
Huh.
Yes, we do.
Where does one buy schnitzel?
So we cheat and we just use chicken breast and bread it and fry it, and that's our schnitzel.
It's fake schnitzel.
Yeah, well, you know, throughout the years you just kind of adapt it to this country.
I gotta say, I'm a little disappointed in your schnitzel. I will tell you, that's the first time in my life I've ever uttered that sentence.
What type of meat is it usually? Is it usually chicken?
Veal is usually traditionally. And then if you do Jaeger schnitzel, then you have the mushroom sauce with
which is amazing too. And then you gotta, no jokes, you gotta beat the meat before you put it in the breading and everything, right? You hit it with a hammer.
It's gotta be thinned, right?
Yeah, you gotta thin it out.
You can, yeah. You can, for sure. That's more traditionally as done as well, yep.
Yeah, okay.
Hmm. Go get yourself some mutton and then make a nice mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Well, you know, the leftover schnitzel is always really good.
A schnitzel sandwich.
Yep. My dad always took that to work the next day after all the holidays,
so everybody was always
jealous.
You don't want to waste the schnitzel.
Nope.
Did you have a new Easter dress for this year?
No, I just wore some old stuff, but I did wear a dress, so.
Lovely. The dresses were out. I mean, we went to church, too, and man, it was dress season. Dresses be out.
Yes, it was
Ladies
a beautiful day.
Beautiful.
So.
Yep.
Well, you ready to play a little rattle off with your boys in the morning?
I am ready.
I think we need to repeat one that we tried on Friday and we didn't get a winner, but it was so much fun for us that we want to do it again. And this was submitted to us by a listener named Amanda. Were you listening on Friday, Teresa? Do you know if you were listening?
Unfortunately, I was not on Friday. Darn it. So I'm
No, even better.
This is good.
It's better because you don't know what's coming. And that's what I like about it. Amanda suggested that you don't say 5 animals. You have to do 5 sounds that different animals make. So don't identify them. Just give us 5 different animal sounds in 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Quack, quack, oink, oink, moo, cock-a-doodle-doo, woof, woof, meow.
Hey, you got 6.
You got 6.
Meow. The meow put you over the top.
Woo.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, man.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Good. All right, listen, you're such a good sport with everything, old schnitzel breath. If you will hold on, Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much, boys.
Yeah, see
you. Thank you for hanging out with us today. Here's Carissa, who's been patiently holding. Hi, Carissa. What was the highlight of your weekend?
Good morning. Well, it was very exciting. We went to Scottsdale. My daughter's a cappella group, she's up at CSU, had semifinals for the ICCA. like that Pitch Perfect.
Aka awesome.
Dang.
Yes, it is super exciting. So they did their competition there. And then she had her 21st birthday yesterday. So we got to celebrate.
Oh, wow. What a weekend.
21st birthday. I know, right?
I love a cappella music, and I don't care if I lose my man card, but Pitch Perfect is one of the greatest movies ever.
Isn't it amazing?
And the various sequels. Fun. Yeah, I love them. They're just a fun, fun movie.
Well, how did she do in the competition? How'd they finish?
So I don't know what they didn't place first. So in that, they only had the first place move on to New York City, but they were amazing. They're amazing.
Did they all get together and go, wah, 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 I would have enjoyed going to that event. Is that something that's open to the public?
Yeah, it is. So they do it every year. They have these competitions, and then they won. They got second place in the Southwestern semifinals here in Colorado Springs back in February, so got to move
wow.
on.
Wow.
Send me an email next year and remind me, okay, because I'd like to go to this.
Will do.
Thank you.
But is it always down in Scottsdale, or does it move around?
I have no clue. I think they did different semifinals, so they had different ones, and then the top, they had 10 groups there, and the top group from each of them move on to... And they even go, they have one that's in Britain and Canada. It's all over the place.
Wow,
so,
dang.
That's too far for me. I won't do that.
They didn't have the German group. That was the only, you know, the crazy German group. They weren't there. That was the only problem.
The crazy German group.
The one from Pitch Perfect. They have, like, some crazy German group there. That's if you've not, yeah, it's. Yeah,
no, that's fun. That's great.
Listen, good for you. That's a terrific weekend, and we appreciate you hanging out with us today. Thanks for calling in, Carissa, and have a good rest of your Monday, okay?
Thank you. You as well.
Appreciate you.